Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Coralie and the Townies, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
And have you been doing this full time, since 2009?
No, I've been doing it a lot of the time since 2009.
But mostly doing it instead of doing the other route.
Yes. Right. I ended up, rather than going to graduate school, taking a job that afforded me some flexibility in my schedule so that I could play shows. And now I'm trying to do this. And then I'm doing freelance graphic design to try to make up the side money. So I'm very poor, but I am doing it.
Do you have a writing routine?
What I can say about my routine, I suppose, is that you may have noticed, write about things that are troubling me. So sometimes it's difficult to get into that headspace. Yeah. So generally, when I write a song, it's a day initially of kind of letting myself sink into all the things swimming around in my brain. And I tend to write the lyrics and the melody hand in hand, because melody is just as important as the lyric. So I tend to write them together, which makes me not very flexible on stage, because I have a very strong idea of what I want the songs to sound like, but so be it.
Uh-huh. I'm a rough and tumble woman, got some rough and tumble ways. In the rough and tumble, baby, how I like to spend my days. Now I know you got your business, babe, I won't look the other way. Want me to play like you're a good boy, but that's just not why I came. Tumble with you. I'm a rough and tumble woman, got some rough and tumble ways. You know, rough and tumble, baby,
Talked about in an interview or something about honest music. Whatever it was that you did, you wanted it to be honest. Talk about what that means musically and then back to lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Musically, it's honest in a very real sense because the guys are all, you know, I come to them with my 3 to 5 if I'm feeling fancy chord song and they all write their parts. I kind of express to them what the sentiment is behind it. But everybody comes from so many different backgrounds, and everybody's got their own perspective, based upon that background. I mean, they all write their parts, and so the songs come together honestly in that sense.
Yeah.
And then lyrically, I tend to write about things that I feel the need to express. Mm-hmm. So I have to be honest with myself, which can sometimes be embarrassing, but that's what I'm trying to do because it's therapeutic in that way.
Yeah. People who do your kind of music, I know, get engaged in these awful conversations about, you know, how do you feel about, you know, the current state of country music? I think I know what you avoid in your lyrics, but then are some of your lyrics too personal, too intimate, and too smart to be fully appreciated in a bar setting?
Actually, we have a pretty great crowd in this town, so they're pretty supportive. It's music that I want also to be listened to, not just to be, to party to, you know, dance to. I would love to write more dance songs. I just don't have it in me.
Would you?
But yeah, that's you. And yeah.
You right, don't have it in you. You mean to throw some cliches at the audience?
I guess I don't have it in me to write something upbeat. I did once upon a time. You heard a couple of them.
You go more the blues way.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, well, it's really powerful.
Tonight I came here to bury us and our down low for being low love. What good is there in this love? Thank you.
none of us are in a position to be traveling around the country sleeping on floors for various reasons. I don't recommend it to anyone, really, which is kind of the nature of touring these days. You know, you're very lucky if you have a hotel room at the end of the night to go to. Very lucky. So the thing I do to protect our health is that we don't tour and we just stay right here in Lexington.
Yeah.
Can that be my excuse?
Yeah, that is a good thing. What about your voice? Do you take good care of your voice?
No.
Oh. Please do.
I did, however, one of the songs that we're going to play here coming up in this next set is called 100 Cigarettes. I think it's the only love song I ever wrote. And it's actually not about cigarettes, but I can say that I quit the guy and the cigarettes right after I wrote this song. So that's
right.
Good. I'm taking my care of my voice, much better care now.
All right.
I was sitting on my back step smoking my 100th cigarette, a rhythm in my head, otherwise brain dead. And there's so much that I should say. God, it's been the darkest day, and I'm tired of thinking these thoughts anyway. The bull got the best of me, been living like an escapee from this life that I've known, feeling quite alone. And there's so much that you could say. This is a tribute to my celestial lover, you. Who you are to you and me. You and me, you're everything. You are my steady beat. When I am feeling weak, your love surrounds me and confounds me. And I know you're not a god.
very much.
Do you have any vocal training?
No.
Do you think you might like to get some sometime?
Are you suggesting that I should?
Yes, I am. I am suggesting that
okay.
You should.
Point taken.
I am suggesting that you should because we want your voice to be around for a long time. I don't think so much about vocal training as making people sing better. Because
yeah.
I can't imagine you really singing better. I just think of, giving you a lot more endurance.
Yes.
So you don't find yourself on the DL, you know?
Yes. I'm sure I'll do that at some point. I need to take guitar lessons, too.
By my own love.
I'd like to thank our guests, Coralie and the Townies, for being with us this evening. What a fantastic show. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production. And we also thank those of you listening to our webcast and also watching us on Facebook Live tonight. And those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition of the Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Once again, let's hear it for Coralie and the Townies.
Thank you guys so much. It's been a wonderful pleasure to be here. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. Townies. This is Fred Sexton on guitar, Scott Wilmoth on the bass, David White on the drums, and Smith Donaldson on guitar. Thanks again to Red Barn Radio and all of you guys here in the audience.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Coralie, David, Smith, Fred, and Scott, Coralie and the Townies for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.